With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. As Operation Epic Fury continues to play out, the military effort showcases remarkable cooperation between Israeli and American pilots. We get more on that story from correspondent Ron Taylor.
Before a bombing mission targeting Iranian assets, Israeli and American pilots exchanged mutual respect and encouragement. The joint campaign has reportedly achieved decisive military successes, including air superiority and the death of Iran's supreme leader. Operation Epic Fury has destroyed much of Iran's navy, ballistic missiles, and political leadership, halting its nuclear ambitions.
Officials updated reports say that over 5,500 targets have been eliminated, 60-plus Iranian vessels sunk, and Iranian missile attacks cut by at least 90%. One of the Democratic Party's oldest members of Congress has no plans to retire. Correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
85-year-old South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn has announced he will run for an 18th House term this November. His decision goes against calls for generational change within the party, and he's one of several veteran Democrats running again instead of stepping aside for younger politicians. Clyburn is pledging a very vigorous campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president of Pakistan says that Afghanistan's government has crossed a red line with drone attacks this weekend that wounded several people. He said Saturday the administration in Kabul had brought, quote, grave consequences upon itself. This despite diplomatic efforts by China and other nations to broker a ceasefire. A Russian missile and drone strike struck the Kiev region in Ukraine yesterday. Four people killed, at least 15 wounded. The attack hit four districts and damaged homes, schools, and businesses. This is SRN News. According to a bevy of studies, marriage and family are in decline in this country. 60 years ago, about 72% of adults were married and over 90% would go on to marry. Today, 46% of adults are unmarried and half of those people aren't even interested in dating. Population forecasters project that about 25% of millennials and 33% of Generation Z will never marry. Polls also reveal about 29% of American adults now live alone. The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. Now the Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the president to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. This is SRN News. Taxes are a big difference between many red states and blue states. Correspondent Keith Peters.
Many red states are cutting taxes this year, while Democratic state legislators in many blue states are proposing major income tax rate increases. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity lists five states with proposed income tax hikes. They are Michigan from 4.25% to 9.25%, New York from 13.5% to 15.5%, Rhode Island from 5.99% to 8.99%, Virginia from 5.75% to 10%, and Washington from 0 to 9.9%. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, March the 15th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Mike Love of the Beach Boys. He is 85 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer Harold Baines turns 67. This is SRN News.